With all the things that are going on today, I thought this was a good time to bring this particular poem out in the open. I've had it for many years, and I've put it aside and put it here and put it there. And then one day I thought, there's an awful lot of things going on, and there's a lot of people that aren't happy with life and may have ideas of doing things that would not be God's will. So I hope that this little poem will give people hope. And the name of it is Life Anew. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Life had become such a burden to me. I wanted my eternal sleep. Life was such an endless pit, and I had fallen so deep. I found it hard to pray or praise. My heart felt like lead. Although I still walked and breathed, I was as one already dead. And so I chose a sleep of death. I cared not if I should arise. As I lay so quiet and still, the Lord appeared before my eyes. His light shone so gloriously bright, I had to look away. And as I covered my eyes with my arm, my Lord spoke, and I heard him say, "Oh, my dearest child, consider my face, my compassion, my love for you. Look upon me, and do not fear, for I continually offer life anew. I died, my child, so you may live. I died of my own free will. I died to make the rough places smooth, to help you up that hill. I died and rose again, my child, so my life may flow through you. Receive this life, forgiven and whole, this new life I made your due. There are many who will not receive my gift, lost forever, never to see my face, never to live this eternal life so free, to enter hell in sheer disgrace. Oh, but you, my child, do no such thing. Allow my life to flood your soul. Forgiven, accepted, swept into my loving arms, let this be your eternal goal. I awaken from my sleep with tears flowing from my eyes and heart, renewed in my spirit, never to die, nor from my Savior and Lord, never to be apart.